You know, that's perfect. So you're not telling them you're new. You just tell them it's a good question, and you've got people around that have the exact answer, and you have your own idea what the answer is, but you want to confirm it because you know how important it is. You want to make your calls productive as well. And you can make your calls productive by making sure you've got a message that you're going to leave. You're going to think it through, and you're going to say it without hemming and hawing. And you may get an answering machine. You may get a voicemail, whatever. So you're going to have something written down, perhaps. And as you get better at it, you know, the words just flow out pretty smoothly. But you can't go on the thing there and say, when you get the voicemail, this is Melissa, please call me back. You know, don't ever tell a customer to call you back. You just can never, ever do that. Why is that? Why can't you ask a customer to call you back?
Because they may not call you back.
They're not going to call you back. Guess what? They're just going to get mad. They're going to say, who is this salesperson telling me to call them back?
Yeah.
Never going to call you back. All you've succeeded in doing is connecting your name with some negativity. So you're never going to do that. But you might say something like this. So sorry that I missed you. Was just calling to tell you that that part that you were looking for is in stock and we're going to ship it tomorrow. I will try to reach you again. However, if it's more convenient for you, please feel free to call me, and here's my 1-800 number. That's the best you can do. Tell them you're, leave them the information. Tell them you're going to call them back. Because every time you call them back, you're going to have a little connection with the customer, which is a good thing. And then give them the opportunity to call you if they want to. So that's how you make your call productive. Make sure you're always saying thank you and you're welcome and that sort of thing. Tell them you're going to help them. Susan, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to help you with this. You know, this is this we coming around. I'm going to help you with this now. Let's see how we can do this, no matter what it is. And then encourage customers to call and ask for you. That's fantastic. Say, Melissa, the next time you call back, would you ask for me? My name is John. I'm the only John here, so, well, we got a few other Johns, but I'm John Mitchell, so please ask for me the next time you call. That makes me feel good as a customer, that somebody actually wants me to ask for them. You know, now if you have a bad experience on the phone with the customer, you know, maybe you're not going to tell them to ask for you. There's some forbidden phrases here. Sir, it's our policy to ask for a number. Or, that's what you should say. You know, you have to take this action. You never want to say, sir, you have to do this. Because let me tell you, there's nothing the customers have to do. Just like I talked to the general manager here, no problem. He'll open the door for me. So, you know. Now, this woman that was answering the phone, was at the desk over here, she should know better that there's a way around everything. There is a way around everything. So you may not know what the way around it is, but you could say to the person, sir, it's our policy not to allow our customers to set up the room until after 5, but I want to help you. Let me see what I can do. You know, and then I'm not going to be happy with anything other than a yes that they're going to let me set it up. So she can't call me back and say, no, our policies are this, you know. You got to find somebody that's customer service oriented that gives you the permission to do what needs to be done. Try to stay away from the word I and never say no on the phone with a customer, no matter what it is. Well, let me see about that. Let me make sure I understand what you want. You want us to ship you that $4 million machine for free and for us to pay all the shipping installation charges. Well, I understand what you want. Let me see what I can do about that. No is an obvious answer, but maybe there's something else you can come up with. So that's why we always want to stay away from no. And that word I, why do we want to stay away from the word I?
Because you don't want the attention. It has a tendency to give the attention back to you. You want the attention to
the customer. And have you ever heard somebody on the phone saying, I developed this, I sent this, I've got a lot of experience, it's all this I stuff, which is a complete, whoop-de-doo is exactly right. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. We can help you, and we've got a lot of technical people here, and my background is 35 years in sales, working technology and in the practical aspects of things. There's no I used in that sentence at all. No I at all. I used my, but no I. So get your sentences, get the word I out of all your sentences. Generally, when you write a letter to somebody, I found that you can move the I to the middle or the back of the sentence and it goes away, becomes we or me or something, you know. So your products were shipped today by our shipping department. The I is out of there. I shipped your stuff today. It's gone. You know, it's your products were shipped So, you know, you got to work at those little sentences. Get that gone. Okay. let's see. I think we moved over here now. Let me see where we are. Okay. Page 25. Excuses are useless. So, if you're ever going to give an excuse to a customer, ask permission. Now, I happen to have a girlfriend that'll say to me, oh, John, I'm sorry that this happened. And then she immediately gets into this explanation of why it happened, which, why don't you just stop it? I'm sorry. That's fine. Don't get into this, all this continuation of stuff that's really an excuse. So who cares? Just, I'm sorry. End of it. It won't happen again. Now, Garrett, if you'd like to know why I was late this morning at the program, I'd be happy to tell you all the details of what happened. But I want to assure you that I won't be late again. You know, most customers say, no, that's all right. I don't need to know that. Just make sure it doesn't happen again. But they'll think, you know, I like that person. You know, had some excuses, but didn't force feed all that excuse down my throat, and I don't need it.